You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. At the top of the hour, Clint Eastwood asked us all, how lucky do we feel, punk? Okay, maybe you don't feel like a punk, but do you feel lucky? That's the question. And you know, the Chinese apparently are concerned enough about the issue of luck that they are making sure that the Olympics begin on the luckiest day, perhaps this century. That's 8808, August 8th, 08. The number 8 is lucky for the Chinese. And, you know, it couldn't hurt to start the Olympics on 8808, especially after an earthquake and the unrest in Tibet. The Chinese are interested in luck for a whole variety of reasons. And it's motivated us to bring Kevin Kwan and Deborah Aronson into the studio this morning. They're the author of the new book, Luck, The Essential Guide. And this is a fascinating book, and I'm going to talk about a lot of the details in here. Thanks, you guys, for coming in here.
Did you read every page, John?
I've got more post-its in here than it looks like a maple tree here. Some of these aren't mine. But to write this book, you have to buy into the idea that there is a such thing as luck, right, Deborah?
Well, yeah, and more people than probably most people think actually believe in luck. There have been a lot of studies done about what's called magical thinking, people's belief that they can affect the outcome of events that they actually have nothing to do with. For example, when they're sitting on their couch watching a football game, you actually think if you're sitting in the right seat or wearing the right shirt that that's actually going to have an impact on the way the game turns out.
And all the investment in higher education for both of you by your families and your parents, and you write a book on luck, right, Kevin?
Totally out the
you're
door.
You're totally in there. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about the story that I want you to tell the origin of that's perhaps the most obscure is in Sweden, if you walk on a manhole cover that has the letter K on it, really bad.
Because, see, K in the U.S. is not necessarily a good letter.
Well, and manhole covers. I mean, what's the origin of that story? And why do the Swedes believe that that's the case?
It's really about what K stands for and what K can sound like. For example, you know, K stands for love. So if you're standing on a K manhole cover, you're supposed to think of the one you love. And people tend to kiss on the manhole cover, you know, they skip over the manhole cover, things like that. The one you're really not supposed to stand on is the one with the A.
Oh, the A is the unlucky one.
K is lucky.
And according to your book, the K on the manhole cover actually stands for the word...
Karlak. I'm probably mispronouncing this completely.
Karlak or Kalvatten, fresh water.
Exactly.
But, the K standing for luck is why it's lucky.
Exactly. Whereas A is avlop, which is sewage. But can also can also mean avbruten, which means broken love, or avjuka, envy, and other bad A things.
The All-Star Game is tonight, and of course, if you have a proclivity for one team or the other, National League or American League, or if you're trying to get your team through the playoffs, people will go through all kinds of rituals to make sure that their team makes it. What do you not do to your team to keep from jinxing it?
The worst thing that you can do is to actually assume that the outcome is finished before it's done. So it's bad luck to either praise something that someone has done, what a great hit that was, or we totally have it sealed. We're definitely going to win now. We're home free. Anything like that is
leaving
is really,
the stadium really bad.
Exactly. Right. All of that is really jinxing your luck.
Why does turning your underwear inside out correct bad luck, something you've done for bad luck? If you want a quick corrective step, turning your underwear inside out actually works.
It's actually – there are a lot of superstitions actually around underwear, but in particular –
Of course there are.
That's really thought that you can change your life and really make kind of a lucky U-turn by reversing your underwear. The same is true for spinning around in a clockwise direction. It's also thought to sort of reverse whatever bad energy you've got going.
It's like knock on wood. It's a sort of a corrective. Oh, I did something, you knock on wood, you sort of correct it.
Exactly. Well, with knock on wood, it's actually the superstition is that that gods lived in trees and that knocking on wood would either bring out the good luck gods to protect your luck. If you had said something like, oh, I did really well on that exam, well, you want to knock on wood so that the luck gods come out and they protect that and let you hold on to that.
Let's talk about these luck gods in a moment. In the back of the book, there's stuff that's really unlucky, like stepping on a crack, which, of course, you know, right, Adora? I mean, stepping on a crack.
Break your mother's back.
But bread. all kinds of unlucky things happen with bread. Explain, Kevin.
Bread is unlucky because, I mean, based on how you turn it, how it lands on the table, things like that, how it's sliced.
If you burn bread, done.
Very unlucky.
Forget
exactly.
It.
Just
leaving a knife stuck in bread,
really?
Very bad luck.
But this list gets really long. I mean, at a certain point, as we were talking about before you got here, you don't leave the house. And the flip side of that is some people would say when good things happen to you, it's really about faith, right? That they believe in whatever God it is, whether it's Buddha or Jesus Christ or whatever that is, that the more observant you are, the more lucky, the more likely you are for things to work out for you.
Well, there's, I think, a really interesting and sort of shifting line between superstition, luck, faith, belief that the power of positive thinking, the belief that by thinking good thoughts you can positively affect the outcome of things.
Oprah.
And yeah, and I think that's kind of a sliding scale, and different people sort of situate themselves and their beliefs along that spectrum.
And where are you? I mean, are you in the, like, I have faith because it couldn't hurt, or do you actually believe in the luck gods? You've invoked them a couple of times here.
I have to say that as I've worked on this book and read about it more, that I have certainly developed a few of my own superstitions.
I mean, writing this book would make you neurotic in the extreme, Kevin. I mean, I wouldn't even, again, Adora said we wouldn't leave the house. I read this, if I adopted all of these...
I don't even want to tell you about my morning ritual getting here, what it took, and the 25 things I had to do before I came on the air, basically.
Well, we want to know all of your rituals for making sure that the luck gods shine on your life, and you can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. The book is called Luck, the Essential Guide, everything you need to know for every conceivable ritual in every conceivable country, and we'll have you guys back on 8808, okay, when the Olympics open?
Look forward to it.
All right,
terrific.
Thank you. Kevin Kwan and Deborah Aronson.